Visits by Radio Ghana to the 37 military and police hospitals have revealed that the hospitals have complied with President Mills' directive to recall medical staff on leave. However, the hospitals are yet to invite those on retirement. The forms part of moves to ease the expected pressure by patients seeking medical attention, as doctors in public hospitals have laid down their tools. Our correspondent Eugenia Jimo, who visited the hospitals, now reports.
Following the President's directive for the police and 37 military hospitals to brace for the influx of patients due to the strike by doctors, a visit to these health institutions revealed that the pressure has been well contained so far. At a glance, the police hospital was the least congested as anticipated. I was informed that doctors who were scheduled for the previous night and this morning were all at post. Consultations started as early as 6 in the morning in order to ease the pressure. Speaking to the public relations officer of the police hospital, Chief Inspector Julian Obing indicated that the situation at the hospital was manageable. She explained that internal arrangements have been made to increase staff strength so as to handle the pressure. To this end, medical staff who were on leave or on training have been recalled to assist, adding that those on retirement are yet to be invited to come on board.
The situation at the moment is not very overwhelming. It is something that the hospital can manage. It is pressure that we can take. Records indicated that last night in the evening we have had up to 5 emergencies, and this morning we have recorded 3 emergencies and still counting, an indication that the pressure is still mounting up. Every other day after the issuance of doctors on the strike, every day comes with its own numbers. It keeps on developing. As a hospital, even before the government's directive came in, we have had our own internal arrangement to soak the pressure that we anticipated we're going to have. Then these include recalling doctors and nurses who are on leave, who have reported to work this morning. We have called back to the office paramedics and nurses who are in training at the police depot. We have also had to increase the number of beds at our OPD, the outpatient department. We are also looking at mounting up tents to cater for still the extra beds that we will require. Apart from that, we have had some help from the Ministry of Health. Yesterday they were here, they brought us some donation and they gave us some consumables like drugs, dressings, amongst others. And then again, they brought us some 10 people who are emergency medical technicians to help us out.
Some patients who spoke to Radio Ghana expressed satisfaction at the prompt care and treatment offered them. Although officials at the 37 military hospital refused to disclose any information, the atmosphere was not different from that of the police hospital.
It has been smooth. The doctors are working. Everybody is at post. And I came with my report and they said everything is okay. It's not affecting them that much. To me, it's not affecting me. Because when I came, I brought my lab report and then I was attended to. It's only that the population is more than the doctors, because there are a lot of people there who need much attention.
I thought I would leave as late as 5 in the evening, but that has not been the case. We have been well attended to.
Those were views of some patients at the police and military hospitals, ending that report by Eugenia Jimo.